Hello and welcome to Straight Talk. I'm Tim Gordon. 2 weeks ago, Providence Health Plan announced it would exit most of its insurance business beginning in 2027. Nothing changes right now, but the decision still leaves hundreds of thousands of people in Oregon and Southwest Washington needing to find new coverage with less than 6 months to go. It also impacts tens of thousands of Medicaid and Medicare Advantage members among the most vulnerable people in this region who now face at least an uncertain transition. The question now, what comes next, and who's responsible for making sure these members, real people with real medical needs, don't fall through the cracks? Here to address that and more is Don Antonucci, who is the president and CEO of Providence Health Plan. Don joined Providence in 2021 and previously served as senior vice president of growth at Blue Shield of California. He brings 30 years of healthcare-related experience to this role. You're the president and CEO of Providence Health Plan. Don, thank you so much for being here. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, Providence has been a fixture of Oregon health insurance for more than 40 years now. Walk us through the moment or the period when leadership concluded that ending most of your insurance business was the right move.
Well, the decision was not made lightly. So, and the decision is really related to the healthcare environment changing significantly. What's happened is over time, regional nonprofit health plans like Providence Health Plans have faced significant cost growth that's happening with medical cost spend, regulatory complexity has happened, and also national insurers have gained size and scale that makes it difficult for plans like Providence Health Plan to be able to sustain themselves going forward. So when Providence looked at that reality of what's happening now and then what's happening going forward, the decision was really made to focus on what the core is for Providence, which is delivering care. And at the same time, making sure that some of these transitions that we'll talk about for members goes very smoothly.
You just dealt with some of this. We'll go a little deeper. And you know, you've described the situation as untenable. For people who aren't deep in the health insurance world, what's changed in the industry over the past decade that has made it so hard for regional nonprofits like Providence to stay viable on the insurance side? More on that.
Yeah, it's both a Providence story, but it's also happening across the country. So I talked about some of these things, but the fact that costs continue to escalate, the regulation is only getting more complex in health insurance. And then those national plans are out there, have real big scale advantages where they're able to take costs, administrative costs, technology investments, and spread those across millions of members. So while that doesn't take away from the quality of regional plans and what they do, the economics in terms of being able to sustain themselves going forward has changed quite a bit.
What's your perspective on the fact that these mega companies, health insurance companies, kind of have the big advantage here and can succeed where regional smaller nonprofits aren't doing that? I mean, is that bad for consumers to have these almost monopolies going across the country?
I think it's an economic reality with the cost escalation and what's happening across the country more and more. If we're spending, for example, as a health plan, a dollar each month for a benefit or a service that we want to provide for our members, and a national, because of the scale that they have and the expertise, are able to spend a penny per member per month, that starts to change the dynamics quite a bit. So, you know, as we look forward and as we look at where the business transitions, and then also as we talk about sale of certain business lines where we're in conversations today around a potential sale, for example, for Medicare Advantage, we're looking to make sure that we can find a place to help our members navigate successfully.
I would assume you would prefer not to be having to shut this down, that you would like regional nonprofit insurance to work.
I think regional nonprofit insurance has worked for many, many years. I think the reality, though, is with how much is changing in healthcare consistently, the cost, the technology needs, the regulatory complexity, that we're in a new day. And like I said, this isn't isolated to Providence or to Oregon. This is happening across the country, and we're seeing it play out here as well.
Yeah, a symptom of the bigger issue for sure.
Yeah.
You touched on this briefly, but Oregon, you know, has a reputation of active healthcare regulation. You may phrase it differently, but including oversight of major insurance deals. How much did that regulatory environment here factor into Providence's decision? And what would you say to state officials who are now scrambling to make sure that they've got enough coverage options for Oregonians in 2027?
Yeah, well, I think regulation, Oregon does have some of the most complex and significant regulation, and a lot of that's important for, you know, consumer protections and for accountability. And at the same time, it does come into play, and it did come into play in, for this a little bit as well, in terms of the speed of being able to move certain transactions that may benefit, you know, more long-term sustainably for Oregonians. So it's definitely a factor, I think, and it definitely has created some downward pressure for both insurers and the healthcare market overall. And I think that's something that we just got to, you know, keep our eye on and look at.
Yep. Kind of sticking with that a little bit here, many people have asked why not find a buyer and keep the plan intact. We know that Providence explored that in March. It didn't happen. Without getting into confidential details, what makes a transaction like that so difficult with the regulation and beyond? And is the door still open?
Well, we're still working right now, as Providence has said publicly, on a specific conversation with a national payer around Medicare Advantage. And we hope to find a great path there. We'll be looking at that for other business segments. And then it really becomes much more about working with Providence and with other doctors and hospital systems to make sure that the rest of our membership in other business lines can transition and find that coverage that they need.
You know, Oregon, or ordinary Oregonians, people who just want reliable coverage, I think a lot of people are just frustrated with how much things change. You know, watching a major insurer exit, Providence, subsidies expiring from the federal government this year, premiums potentially spiking all at once. From where you sit, why is the health insurance system so unpredictable for regular people who just want consistent fair coverage?
Yeah, I mean, nobody wakes up and wants to think about health insurance coverage. What people want is they want to make sure that they have coverage, that they can see their doctor, that it's accessible and predictable. And what we're seeing at the same time, though, is back to the healthcare environment changing rapidly. We're seeing, again, that increased regulatory complexity. We're seeing significant cost increases. We're seeing technology changing all the time. So that is what is basically causing a lot of this change and frustration. That said, we're committed because, you know, part of the reason we just wanted to be really transparent with where we are is because we're going to meet, and we will meet all of our commitments for our members that we serve. I mean, we've been serving, as you said, people since for 40 plus years. We'll meet those commitments in 2026, and we're also going to help people navigate at Providence Health Plan and Providence for 2027.
Yeah, let's talk more about that. You know, I mean, it 5 or 6 months out, it doesn't feel like a lot of time, but there is time. People should not be like freaking out at this point, I guess is one way to put it. Open enrollment starts November 1st. What is Providence doing specifically to help those members kind of navigate moving forward?
We're looking at every single area where we provide coverage, whether that's for individuals or for employers that have coverage through us. We've got information on our website about what's happening and keeping people updated, providencehealthplan.com, and we've got sort of frequently asked questions posted there as well. And we're turning our attention now to make sure that we're both meeting all of our commitments in 2026, but importantly, making sure that that communication happens with all the members, with all the employers, with all the providers that we work with going forward.
How do you work with the state of Oregon on this? What's the involvement between the two?
We keep very tight communications with all of our regulators, our insurance commissioner, with the state of Oregon. It's really important to us, you know, being part of Oregon and serving Oregonians for so long, to make sure that every step of the way, we're looking for ways to ease people's ways. I mean, one of the things that I just love about Providence and Providence Health Plan over the years is we share this promise, and it's called Know Me, Care For Me, and Ease My Way. And we all take that to heart in this situation, and we want to turn that towards helping people navigate, to know them as best as possible, care for this in this transition, and really look to ease the way for people as they move forward.
You've got a long history of helping a lot of people, both on the insurance side and certainly on the provider side, and having that integrated system has been important for some time.
Yeah.
But all the same, we'd be remiss to, if we didn't give you a chance to speak directly to two groups. One would be the 1,100 plus employees who face losing their jobs now, and the hundreds of thousands of Oregonians who feel, frankly, blindsided by this news. What do you want them to hear from you today?
Well, first off, I totally understand it. I mean, this is significant news. And I also just want to say, this is, as Providence has said, this is not a reflection on the quality of the health plan, or is it a reflection on the employees, and we call our employees caregivers, who have built the plan and actually helped to serve the plan over the years. And for members, we very much know what this means in terms of causing uncertainty and anxiety. And there's that commitment that I talked about, where we will, and all of our caregivers at Providence Health Plan will, work with Providence, other providers, to make sure we're communicating, making sure people have that affordability, the options in the marketplace, so that they're able to move forward and be able to see their doctors and get the care that they need.
Is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked you?
No, I just thank you for the time on this. There's more work for us to do. In fact, a lot of our work begins now in terms of just making sure that we're keeping those communication lines wide open. And we will continue to keep everybody updated as any progress is made, with whether it's discussions on business lines like Medicare Advantage or other segments of business where we're working on transitions.
Well, we're so glad you came in and we're able to have a conversation about this and talk it out a little bit more. Appreciate that.
Thank you for the opportunity.
John Antonucci with Providence Health Insurance. Thanks so much. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, did you know Oregon has an online tool to help people find insurance? A representative with the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace joins us next to go over the ins and outs of that and more. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're talking about the challenging world of health insurance. Focus tonight on Providence pulling out of the insurance business in 2027. You just heard from its insurance division leader why he says it's happening. So what do you do about it? For answers to that, we turn to Amy Coven, a communications and public engagement analyst with the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace. She's been with a state organization that provides a platform for health insurance consumers for more than a decade, holding several positions geared toward helping Oregonians navigate what can be a complex and, frankly, intimidating process. Amy, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here on Straight Talk.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a very good conversation with the leader of Providence Health Insurance previously, but this is an issue that is so challenging, as you know, for consumers to kind of get their heads around, to understand. It's complex. It seems ever-changing. A lot of challenges there, but that's why you're here, to help us understand all that. First of all, if you could explain kind of what the health insurance marketplace is to begin with, what does that do?
Yeah, so the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace is a one-stop shop, if you will, to be able to compare all of the private health insurance plans that are available. We primarily help folks that are not eligible for a public program, like, for example, Oregon Health Plan or Medicare, VA coverage, with finding private health insurance, and oftentimes with financial assistance. It's actually the only place where you can get financial help to pay for your coverage and your care as well.
Wow. So when a major insurer serving 400,000 Oregonians announces it's leaving the market, what does that trigger on the state's end? What is Oregon's job in a situation like this? It must be a big job.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we want to make sure that folks have, first, number one, continuity of care. It's important to make sure that when folks are continuing to move from one health insurance plan to another, or in this case, from one insurance company to another, that they're still able to access the health providers that are important to them and the specialists, and maintain the care that's important. So from the state side of things, what we do is we work really closely with the Division of Financial Regulation and the different insurance plans to figure out the different networks and who can, you know, pick up those networks and those providers so that people can switch from one plan to another and keep their same providers.
Yeah. And we should say, I mean, 2027 is, 6 months away or so. Open enrollment's November 1st.
Yes.
But there is time. People are feeling pretty stressed probably right now if they have Providence insurance. Mm-hmm. But what would you say to them about that? And also, I mean, what is the state doing to make sure that there are enough providers, insurance providers?
Yeah, so the number one thing that I would love to tell people is don't stress right now, because as you mentioned, we've got a good 6 months until 2027, and nothing is changing for 2026. So anyone who is currently enrolled in Providence, you still have your health plan and your providers, everything is staying the same for the rest of 2026. And like I said, the state, what we're trying to do is really work with the health plans to figure out those provider networks and to figure out if we can help folks seamlessly move, if they're in the marketplace, move from one plan to another, whether we can do that automatically or just help guide folks into the plans that will best meet their health needs and keep their providers intact.
When we were talking briefly yesterday, you talked about being kind of a crosswalk for people to go from one to another. Mm-hmm. This is a big crosswalk. Things are uncertain at this point in terms of who's going to be available for coverage. Is that accurate right now?
Yeah. Every year there is an annual rate review process that the Division of Financial Regulation handles, and we help them with that as well. And that process is happening right now. All of the rates were actually, initial plan filings were due yesterday. So I don't yet have any insight into who filed or anything, but there are a number of ways that folks can get involved in that process if they're interested, especially in this year where things are changing. If you are interested in being involved, you can check out the Division of Financial Regulation's website. There's a number of public comment opportunities and things, and that will help kind of steer the ship and figure out which direction we can go.
Back to the marketplace, Oregon's transitioning into a fully state-run marketplace for 2027. Can you explain what that means and whether the timing of that change with Providence's exit, Pacific Source downsizing, creates any complications or opportunities at this point?
Yeah, so basically what's happening is for the last few 10 years or 11 years, we've been using the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov for the enrollment and eligibility and customer service systems. And we're bringing that back into Oregon. We are very excited. We're fully in the process of getting that stood up and ready to go for open enrollment. Everything's going great there. We don't see this as really a challenge for us to get the marketplace up and running. We do see it as an opportunity, though, because the state-based marketplace does give us a little bit more flexibility on a state level for different programs or policy flexibilities. So we're looking into the different options for what flexibilities we have that can really help Oregonians, especially in this kind of turbulent time where things are changing.
I was going to say that's good for consumers, for Oregonians.
For sure.
They've got more flexibility and a completely state-run program that you can help them with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can we talk about federal enhanced subsidies that help hundreds of thousands of Oregonians afford health care? That's going away. Republicans ended that starting next year. What does that mean practically for someone who's shopping for a plan this fall?
Yeah, so actually the federal enhanced, expanded premium tax credits ended last year. So so this year folks did see a significant increase in their premiums because of the reduction in financial assistance. Okay. And so we did see that across the board. And what we were finding and what we heard kind of anecdotally from our enrollment partners is that folks were choosing to enroll in lower level plans to save money on their monthly premium and paying more for their out-of-pocket costs for their care. So again, going back to the state-based marketplace transition, that does give us an opportunity for some more flexibilities and additional programs, and we're working with leadership and all of the different avenues to figure out what options we have available.
Yep. I know you're on the communication side, not on the policy-making side. Is there any thought about Oregon trying to help consumers financially with this, or is that just not in the realm of the state responsibility?
There's tons of different options available, okay. I'll tell you. And that very well could be an option. I will tell you that there's, amongst the different options, we do have to have legislature approval for things like a premium subsidy program and things like that. But there are a number of states around the country that do have their own state-based system, and they have their own state premium subsidy program. So it is within the realm of possibility, but it would be something that the legislature would have to authorize us or mandate us to do.
Right. So we can't make that happen right now, but it's interesting to hear that some other states have done that.
Yes.
Of course, financial situations for states vary, and Oregon has some trouble in that area in terms of funding ODOT and other things.
Definitely a consideration.
Yeah, for sure. Back to the Providence pullout. Yeah. It's going to be a big void in 2027. How confident is the state that there will be enough providers to help with that and to take on those customers? And do you see a United Health or Aetna coming in and kind of taking up a big slice of it, or is it going to be a smaller organizations in aggregate?
I really don't have much insight onto who might come in and kind of slide in to take fill in the gaps. But what I can say is that we have a really solid relationship and a solid foundation with the other health insurance companies. We here in Oregon, we've had a really strong market. There hasn't been a lot of fluctuations over the years. So I think that we're pretty confident that we can help folks navigate the waters and get into a plan that will still meet their needs, even though it won't be with the health plan that they've been familiar with.
What should Oregonians be doing right now? Nothing at this point, waiting another month to kind of see what's available, or when what's the timing like here?
No, that's a great question. So right now, I know it's difficult, I know it's challenging, but right now just kind of stay put, don't stress, don't do anything. Actually, you won't really need to do anything probably until closer to open enrollment, which would be maybe like October-ish. Mm-hmm. We will open our window shopping tool through the marketplace so you can compare your plan options and see what else is available. We will also send out some notices to folks and let them know what plan options might be available and if they're able to move into a different similar plan. Mm-hmm. I do also want to mention that for folks that might be directly enrolled through Providence, not through the marketplace, that this is a fantastic opportunity to go check out the marketplace and see what might be available. It's an opportunity to go to one place to compare all the different plan options rather than having to jump to all the different insurance company websites and such. And we've got enrollment partners that can help through the process, and all of their help is entirely free. So we've got everything is here for you to help you. We've got all the tools available, and just you don't have to do anything quite yet, though. We don't have all the information yet, but we will have it soon.
No, that's great. And that was going to be my next question, is talk about kind of what all is available. I would assume there are different, like if you anybody can go in the marketplace, but you may qualify for this plan or the other based on your income or other issues, but it's all there for you. But you've got enrollment counselors, you've got navigators. Talk more about what people can get and how you can assist.
Yeah, so if you go to the marketplace, first it's a one door entryway into getting all the different programs that you were talking about. So if you might qualify for an Oregon Health Plan program, for example, we will refer you over there and get you set up with those programs. Also, financial assistance is available for a lot of people, so we'll get you set up with those programs. We do have one-on-one assistance available locally across the state from insurance agents that are licensed and certified through the state, as well as enrollment assisters that work with community-based organizations. So regardless of what language you speak or where you live, there's going to be someone available to help you, whether in person or if you prefer virtually, we've got virtual assistance available as well.
Great. So much is online and virtual is great, but it's so great to hear that there are actually people that you can go and see face-to-face, mm-hmm. and speak in your language and communicate and get that help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've just got about a minute left. We've covered most everything we wanted to talk about, but for somebody who's watching and who has that Providence coverage and is worried, what's your message to them?
Like I said, don't stress right now. We're here to support you at the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace. Just keep an eye on our website. It's oregonhealthcare.gov. We'll be posting updates, and certainly as soon as we've got more plan information available for 2027, we'll be posting it on our website. So just keep an eye on our website, and we'll keep you informed.
Great. And that's true whether you've got Providence Health Insurance or any other insurance.
Absolutely.
Great. Yep. Amy Coven, we really appreciate you joining us today. Very good information.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. And thank you so much for joining us. Now a reminder, you can stream Straight Talk on your own schedule. Download the free TV app, KGW Plus, available now on Roku, Apple TV, and Fire TV. We'll see you back here next week on Straight Talk. Thanks for watching.